This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 7 and 8, covering Her House is the Way to Sheol, Wisdom's Call, Granting an Inheritance, The Lord Possessed Me, and Favor from the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, rest and peace to his people on earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you show mercy to your people in all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness. Give thanks for your compassion and praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The epistle is written in 2 Timothy, the second chapter. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The 17th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Those 10 lepers are at a distance, and they have to raise their voices because they, by law, they're not allowed to come close to Jesus. They're not allowed to get close to anyone. They are outcasts and ostracized. They have no part in the community of healthy people. They cannot even go to church. It is forbidden. They are kept at more than arm's length. And yet they meet Jesus with their cries for mercy, and they are heard as you are heard, because Jesus has drawn near to them in love. Even the silent groans of your heart are heard by the one who draws near to you. Your shouts do not have to scale the heights of heaven, because even a whisper is heard in the ears of your dear Father, who has adopted you to be his dear child in this Lord Jesus Christ, who comes to lepers and outcasts and to sinners like you. He comes to them and he sees them with compassion. Jesus sees you. He knows your hurts because he has made them his own. And he knows your sins because he has made those his own also, not by committing them, but by bearing them in his own body. Have you murdered? He has made himself the murderer. Have you committed adultery? He has made himself the adulterer. Have you robbed and stolen? He has made himself the thief, who is numbered and crucified among thieves. Whatever your sins, he has made them his own sins by taking responsibility for them and suffering all their consequences and the punishment due them. So it is that he sees you, and he knows you inside and out, and yet he loves you anyway. So he draws near to you and he speaks to you. Such a wondrous gift this is, that God the Father speaks to you by his Son, the Word of God made flesh, who tabernacles with you here on earth. He spoke to those 10 lepers, and he sent them to the priests for their cleansing, for the rites and ceremonies specified in the law of Moses. He sent them to the liturgy. He sent them to their pastor. He sent them to pray according to the word of God, to offer sacrifice according to the word of God, and to make use of the means of grace according to the words and promises of God. And in their going, they were healed. For the word of God in Christ is living and life-giving. And yet that Samaritan was still not allowed to participate in the fellowship of Israel. He was still not permitted to go to church. He still had no pastor among the Jews. He was hated as much for being a Samaritan as he ever was for his leprosy. He was just as much an outcast and ostracized. But when he sees that he has been healed and he's given a clean bill of health, he returns to Jesus and worships God by worshiping this man, Jesus, in the flesh. He prostrates himself on the ground before Jesus. He gives thanks to God and glorifies God by giving thanks to this Lord Jesus. For in this Jesus, he has found his priest and his pastor, and in the body of Jesus, his temple. So he worships him. He worships him as the great and merciful high priest in whom God and man are no longer separated or at odds. He has already worshiped him with his prayer when he cried out with the other nine, "Lord Jesus, have mercy." That is the most basic prayer of faith. But the Samaritan now also worships Jesus with the Eucharistic sacrifice, giving thanks to God the Lord by giving thanks and praise to this man who is true God in the flesh. And he worships him with his body as well. He fully prostrates himself before Jesus. For is it not true that God has come to him with a body of flesh and blood? And is it not true that this God has healed him in his body? This poor man who has worn his sin in his very skin now finds that his body also has been healed and cleansed. So how shall he not worship God with his body? The Lord has made him well in both body and soul. He makes you well too, in your body and your soul, in your heart, mind, and spirit. Wherever your sin has entangled itself in your flesh, wherever you know and feel your mortality, wherever the curse and consequence of sin and death have plagued and tormented you and driven you away and taken others from you, the Lord Jesus steps into the breach. He draws near to you in love. He embraces you in mercy, and he speaks to you his peace. He sends you also to the priest, to the pastor, to the temple of his body, the church, in order to be cleansed and healed by his word through the ministry of his gospel. For he is the God who takes water, and with his word he makes it a full washing away of sins, a cleansing of transgression, a water of life. He is the God who takes real bread and wine, and with his word he makes them his own body and his blood, and he gives them into your body, that your body and your blood should thus be cleansed and healed for the resurrection of your body and the life everlasting of your body and soul. He is the God who speaks to you through mortal men, and by his speaking, he forgives you all your sins, and he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Meet him here where he meets you. Raise your voice to him in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving at all times and in all places, to be sure, and so also here at his altar. Call upon his name in every trouble. And in the certainty of his word, praise him and give him thanks. Worship him as God. Bend your hearts before him by humbling yourself before the Lord. And humble your mind before him too, that you would hear his word and not presume to know better than he does. Then also, as you are able, as your mortal flesh permits, worship him with your body. Whether by folding your hands or making the sign of the cross, bowing your head, kneeling, or prostrating yourself before him. For the same God is here who met and healed those 10 lepers. The same God is here who welcomes you to himself because he has drawn near to you with his gospel. He has bound himself to you in your baptism by his word and promise. And nowhere more closely than here at his altar, where he feeds you with his body and his blood. Thus does he abide with you in love, and by his grace you abide in and with him, body and soul, even now by faith, and hereafter in the promised land of paradise forever and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you.
Just, who undergoes hip replacement surgery today. We also pray for Joshua and Faith Lay, and especially for the health of their unborn child. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Christ's church throughout the world, that we may give thanks for God's boundless grace by which he has called us to be his children. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our pastors and synodical and district leaders, that they may be faithful in preaching and teaching God's word and guiding Christ's church into the way of truth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our president and for all the leaders of our nations, state and municipalities, that by their wise and just governance we may enjoy peace and freedom to confess the faith in this hostile world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in any kind of need, for all those in need of healing, including Arthur, and especially for the unborn child of Faith and Joshua, that God would grant protection of both body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a bountiful harvest and for the right use of our material goods, that we may enjoy them according to God's will and be protected from the temptations of greed and affluence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the altar this day to receive Christ's body and blood, that they may find comfort in the balm of the Lord's healing grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all these and whatever other things you would have us ask, Heavenly Father, we pray for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our God.
It is right to give thanks.
it is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, We proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Amen, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you steadfast in the true faith, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.